All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Ag education teacher Bill Hammes at Girard High School. We were able and fortunate to participate in a tour of the Girard Ag Shop in Industrial Arts, and a lot of stuff going on in these buildings. And Bill Hammes, there's much to be proud of, and I'm glad you were able to show it off on this Wednesday night. And the community came out too, which is pretty neat.
Yeah, the support around Girard for the total ag ed program is just fantastic. You know, tonight we wanted to have an open house to be able to kind of show, you know, some of the individuals, some of the supporters, some that maybe don't have kids in the school right now, but support the program. Let them come through and see what, you know, we have available, see what the kids are able to do and such, and the opportunities that they have. And it's been a really good evening so far.
And the thing that I'm so impressed with about this program here is it does two things nicely. It provides job training, career training, and it provides education for those kids that want to head in that direction. I mean, there's a lot of different facets in this building, I think, which is a complement to basically Girard High School and the Girard School District for investing in this.
You know, definitely. In a school this size, there are a lot of kids that fit in different niches. And for Girard to be able to support that niche, that for kids that like to learn with their hands, like to get dirty, like to, and not just that, but like to look from the agricultural perspective and think about the careers that it could lead them to, which is a huge number. And been so fortunate with the superintendent, the school board, administration here at the high school, how supportive they are of our program. Just fantastic.
Right. I know you easy for you to brag about the kids. We can all do that. But brag about some of the recent developments or upgrades here that you're showing off tonight. What are some of the things that need to be highlighted?
Well, as far as the areas to be highlighted, The school board, as I said, very supportive. About a year from now, we're going to be starting in on the construction of a new greenhouse that they've already kind of given the okay for. We're investigating that now. In the shop areas, they have allowed them to purchase a 4x4 plasma table. The other instructor, Mr. Rasty, has built a sandblaster. They're just finishing building a powder coating machine. And the school is behind all of this expansion that we're doing. I couldn't be happier.
Well, and I know the other facets here. I see, water testing with one of the local streams here in the area. The kids are involved in that. There's all kinds of different things when you get into the nooks and crannies of this building.
You know, and I like the hands-on component. I found a local stream that is close by, and we've been started last year, the Mill Creek. We go out and we do water quality testing the pH, temperature, water flow. We check for what macroinvertebrates we can find in the stream. We also did a renewable energy unit where the students built small wind generators. The opportunities that they're allowing us to have to enhance the education of the youth here is just great.
Well, and I think it's so neat because, you know, the buzzwords in the agricultural community now is nutrient loss reduction strategy, and you guys are doing that at the grassroots level right now with this water stream testing.
You know, along with that, you talk about the nutrient reduction, we're also working with the local NRCS and such with the Soil and Water Conservation District. You know, we worked with them with the cover crop. In fact, we hosted one of the spots for the cover crop tour this last year to help bring about a little more knowledge and understanding in how cover crops can reduce that nutrient load going into streams, which tied in with our stream water quality testing. You know, there's that tie both community and with the school.
And then the program's had a long history with the test plot located on the east side of the junior-senior high school campus. I know that's been a strong component of this program, too.
Yeah, the test plot, it's right along the highway, and very good visibility, and it provides good opportunities for the students. This coming year, we're actually taking over an additional 30 acres that the school owns, and the students are going to be managing that, working with some of the, determining what inputs to go in, whether or not how we're going to market the crop, and pretty much all aspects of that.
And the one thing as we wrap up here, talking with Bill Hammes, who's an ag education teacher at Sherrard High School, he says he's the old guy, the veteran guy, and then they have a new guy we'll talk to a bit later, Mr. Rasty. So you see that there's the district is staffing two people here, and then you were telling me the number of kids that, and the reason there's two teachers is because there's a lot of interest. So that's the other neat thing, is that kids are buying in with this program too, that shows there's a need for this type of investment with this type of curriculum.
Yeah, right now, between Mr. Rasty and I, there's about 180 to 200 contact student hours, which means there's, between all of our class loads, there's 180 to 200 students. There are a number of those who are in multiple sections, though. So the exact number I can't tell. But, yeah, the interest is really there. And from what I've gathered, the interest is even getting stronger.
Much to be proud of, Mr. Bill Hammes.
Well, thank you very much for coming up. And, it's been an honor for me working with the community and the students here in the Sherrard District. I retired from teaching in Iowa and realized I wasn't ready to give it up. And this is a perfect fit for me.
So Bill Hammes, educator at Sherrard High School, joining us on WRMJ.